Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really is, I know you guys are tired of me saying it, right? So then do something. you know my favorite saying, right? Do something, get involved. Now, many of you that listen to the show, you do get involved, and I appreciate that. But there's some of you still sitting on the sidelines, you know, scratching your head, trying to figure out what to do here. You don't need to do that. You really do need to engage. You really do. I'm working on it. Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lip don't seem to want to cooperate tonight. But I always appreciate the time that you're with me. I really do. And I appreciate the time that you've gotten involved, that you have gotten engaged in the past, that you've sent me emails, that you've told me some of the stuff that you want to be involved with. You know, we have, when you look at this as a whole, I know some of you are going to go, he's out of his mind. When you look at this as a whole, we don't have long before the next election, all things considered. You know, look at what's happening now. Look at what's going on in the news now. The stories that are coming up. You know, with the Proud Boys the other day, is, you know, they've been, and I love this thing. I love how they've been found guilty of sedition. How was it that 30-some-odd guys, whatever, however many there were, somehow were going to take over the Capitol, take over this country, take over the government? Can anybody explain that to me? You know, true, this was a Civil War law that was put into place. Did they form another government that we don't know about? Did they have a full militia for the day? I mean, my God, if you look at what Antifa has done over and over and over and over again, how come they've never been, the group as a whole, how come they've never been charged with anything? How come nobody's ever gone after them or our people has, you know, well, I think I already have the answer to that. I'm sorry. That was a stupid question. Really, think about it. Over and over and over again. There's no other way around this. And yet, they get a free pass. Right? It's just nuts. It makes absolutely no sense. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Don't be, well, too late, right? Don't be part of the problem. All right. How many of you are celebrating Cinco de Mayo? Do you know why? See, I have this thing. I don't really think that most people know what Cinco de Mayo is. I think the reason they celebrate it is the same reason that Americans celebrate, well, I don't know, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, drink as much beer as humanly possible day. I mean, this is just another time. It's another reason, frankly and honestly, to have a day off of work. All right? Bar, what I call bar and beer, beer and barbecue day. You know? Just for some of you extremely ignorant people who don't know, Cinco de Mayo isn't Mexico's Independence Day. So for those of you running around with the Mexican flag, oh, look at, you know, I mean, yeah, Mexico's independence. Yeah, no. Mexicans don't call it Cinco de Mayo. True Mexicans. American Mexicans, maybe a little different, right? Did you look at the, you know, families in California, they partied first. FDR helped commercialize Cinco de Mayo. Right? Mexico celebrates the military on May 5th. Let that sink in for a second. They celebrate their military on May 5th. So when you run around and you're throwing back a couple of brews and cooking hot dogs or sausages on the grill, and you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, know what you're doing. I mean, seriously. Now, Cinco de Mayo has become an annual celebration. Something of, you know, some think it's just Mexican-American culture. Now, it began as a form of resistance to the effects of the Mexican-American War in the late 19th century. You know, if you go, just all you got to do is go Google this. You will find 5 or 6 or 7 explanations of what Cinco de Mayo is, what the day was, what it means. I have to sit here and think to myself, for real? Do you guys even know what this day is? I don't think so. I think it's one of those crazy days that just kept growing and growing and growing, and nobody really understood what it was all about. Oh, here's one person. This is great. No, no, it's not beer and barbecue day, Joe. It's tequila, beer, and margarita day. Parties might include mariachi bands and even traditional Mexican dancing. But shouldn't you know what you're celebrating first? You know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, you know, being part of the solution. Isn't that what we want? I don't want you part of the problem. I want you part of the solution. Listen, yeah, she's with us. She's going to join us after the break, Sonya Schmidt, my co-host on Fridays. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got a lot to talk about. Be right back.
You hear me?
I can now.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something more than just sitting there yelling at your radio, TV set, smartphone, whatever it is you're listening to us on. I mean, seriously, people, that doesn't help. You got to engage. That's how you help. Let me bring her on because I'm going to have a lot of fun with her tonight. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every Friday. She's my co-host on those nights, and you know what, Sonia? There is a lot of crazy stuff going down, right? Oh, by the way, happy Cinco de Mayo. You having, like, taquitos and something, or what?
Yeah, that's what I'm having.
You look so excited.
Well, you know what? Mexican food sounds pretty good about now. I've been on a diet for a month and 2 weeks now.
Oh. Oh, it's time. I mean, it's spaghetti and meatball time. You know what I'm
saying? So wrong.
No?
I have to have gluten-free spaghetti.
No. Oh, God. Give me a break.
My life is over. Make me sick with some of this news, because I can't think about food.
If you had Italian blood, yeah, I mean, gluten-free pasta, yeah, I'm going to just shoot me. Get
they
it
kick
over.
Me out of the family.
That's right. Bingo. You're not kidding. Mm-hmm. You know, but seriously, with the Cinco de Mayo, most Americans, I'm not going to play the clip, but most Americans don't even know what they're celebrating. Matter of fact, yes, I know this is very non-politically correct to me, but even the people who look to be of Hispanic descent had no idea what Cinco de Mayo was, you know?
And I don't know what it is.
See?
Yeah, I know. It's the 5th of May. We always, you know, acknowledge it. I thought it was independence from America, or I don't know what it is.
No, actually, it's not. And that's what everybody, they don't think it's independence from America necessarily. They think it's Mexican Independence Day from the Spanish. So, but how many American Mexicans really know what the day's about, or frankly, or even care? Because the video I saw, it was like, nah, it's a day to party, man.
Do they get the day off of school and stuff, or work, or is it the banks closed? Is it?
I know what, I don't think so, but I think that you know, like tomorrow, I'm sure there'll be plenty of people, you know, partying down. Which, okay, that's fine if you truly know what you're partying. If you're just doing it because it's another day of, you know, free booze,
tacos,
and whatever.
Huh? It's Mayteenth for them. Come on, don't be a spoiled.
I know. Sport. Well, you know, it's not new for me, right? To be the spoiler?
That's not new for you. You've got a reputation.
I know, and I like it. I mean, I'm fine with
that. You don't have a problem with being the bad guy.
No. It doesn't bother me at all. You know, once you get to that point where you're hated so much, it just doesn't matter if there's two more people join the club. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't do it. I want to be loved. I just want to be loved.
Yeah, right. All right. Did you know yesterday was the National Day of Prayer?
No, because I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, here we go. It's my fault, right?
Yes. Don't you usually do a big,
yes.
Was I not invited?
So I will not mention the name of the organization, but you're familiar with Paris Hilton, though, right? I think it's a relative of hers. Anyway,
okay.
the particular chain that usually helps us, you know, facilitate it,
uh-huh.
Their fees were so high.
Oh, they were not far.
Oh, yeah, that it was you know, just next to impossible to pull off. So
wow.
we'll have to work at it a little harder next
where's
year.
Where's your God
find
now?
A place that is good with it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I don't doubt that they did that to dissuade you guys from.
Oh, hey, well, you know what we should have done? We should have done it outside and prayed around the outside of their building.
Mm-hmm. Walked around that nuts. Place. Mm-hmm. Prices are going up everywhere, but you'd think they'd cut prayer a little slack.
So as you're talking here, I remember seeing this a while back where this young Mexican fellow went on to college campuses, and he had a sombrero and a, what we call a poncho on, right?
Uh-huh.
And he's walking around on a college campus, and they're like, well, dude, that's not cool. That's racist. That's cultural appropriation. That's this, that's that. So then what's he do? For those of you who don't know, he goes down to Elvera Street in Los Angeles.
That's
now,
right.
That is heavy, right? Am I wrong when I say heavy-duty Mexican neighborhood, Mexican restaurants, Mexican food carts?
Yeah.
They're all smiling at him. And he'll say, you know, are you offended by this? And the one guy, no, I think that's great. That's wonderful. That's our culture. You should be wearing stuff like that down here.
Yep. Yeah. You know what? If it wasn't for young white kids, none of us minorities would know how to feel about anything. Thank
kidding,
goodness
right?
for them.
I still have this vision of my face. There was a couple of black cops in New York City, and there's this little white Karen yelling in their faces, telling them that they're the problem behind racism, that they don't even know how oppressed they actually are. Now, here's
right.
a cop standing there. I can tell you, if I was a black guy standing there with everything in my power not to be laughing hard right in her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, yeah, you honey. Would, little white you girl, would, you're telling me I'm impressed? Okay, got it. You ain't got a job. You're not in school. I've got a job. I've been through college. I'm impressed. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
It's been my experience that when I was down and out, I was a welfare mom. I was, you know, climbing up the ladder. Liberals loved me. When I got into television on affirmative action, they so took me under their wings. But as soon as I got better than them and I started, you know, negotiating my own deals and I was more on their level, I was on par with what they could do talent-wise and money-wise, they didn't have the time. They hated me. They just, my place was to be oppressed. My place was to be victim. And it made them feel really good about themselves. So, yeah, as long as we stay ignorant, oppressed, victimized, we can keep the left happy.
You know, isn't it funny you say that? It's like, if you're a conservative white person and you're helping somebody in the black community, or you're, you know, out there go, look, he's just trying to make up for all the
right.
stuff to his
There's
people.
No winning.
Right? But if you're a woke white person and you're in helping the black community, see, that person gets it. They understand, you know.
Yeah. First of all, they don't even help us. They're not helping. Listen, a while ago, a year or so ago, I had to walk past a whole army of white kids with BLM flags yelling at me about why I wasn't going to join in on their on their protest. It's like, who are you to tell me how I'm supposed to feel about this thing?
I love it. I'm
but
sorry,
no,
I love it. The hypocrisy is like right there, right in your face. And they
no
don't even see it.
No self-awareness, no self-reflection.
We're going to go for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, what's his name? Clarence Thomas. Okay? I mean, no. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to wait. Ted Cruz has some great lines on him. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Later.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Emergency crews are on the scene of an explosion and fire at a Shell refinery just east of Houston. This worker from a power plant next door to the facility tells KPRC-TV he was concerned when it first happened.
Planes felt like they were right on top of us. And they were shooting probably 400 or 500 feet up in the air, so it was unbelievable.
The plant and the surrounding area has been evacuated. A city in Florida has fired two paramedics saying they mistakenly declared a man dead, then drove off in a February 15th incident. Clearwater Fire Chief Scott Ellers.
I would like to apologize to the family for the lack of concern that these two medics displayed on that call. I am truly sorry.
The men didn't follow protocol when they pulled the sheet over the 66-year-old suffering cardiac arrest and canceled other units. Ellers says the men failed their oath of office as well as the patient. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKee, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved. Get involved. Truly. Be part of the conversation. I say that to you guys a lot, and you know what I mean by it. You really have to be involved. You really have to be engaged so you truly understand what's going on. And don't be reading your little tweets. You saw something come by on the screen or whatever it was that you saw. Because that doesn't help either. You know, those things will get you in more trouble than they're worth. Because they are definitely not gospel truth. You know what I'm saying? All right, anyway. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, you know, we got, there's a lot going on in the news. And I mean a lot. But one of the things that should hit pretty close to home for you is the writer's strike. You know? It would probably help if I hit the right button, then she'd know what I was talking about.
I was going to say, are you
You know what? I
alive?
Thought you were just ignoring me like most women in my life. I just didn't know. That's why I wasn't surprised.
I wish I could pull that off. What are you talking about in there?
I said one of the items we are going to talk about now is something that hits close to home for you, and that's the writer's strike.
Oh, yes.
You know? But you know what? I don't know if you've been paying attention to the AI. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard. You heard that Kamala Harris has been made the czar for the AI division at the White House, which is totally appropriate because she does need some form of intelligence to be inserted in something.
Oh, my poor little thing. Poor Kamala. Butch.
Thank you very much.
Bless her heart.
Oh, I know what that means.
Yeah, she's just not firing on all cylinders.
No, but she thinks she is.
She thinks she is. I am paying attention to this AI stuff, and I'm extremely concerned in a serious way. But as it relates to the writer's strike, I think that's interesting. So my whole family's affected by that.
Yep.
I've retired from it, but I am working on a side script with my daughter. I'm hoping we can get everything finished before they move in the robots. But I had no idea that this was a part of the strike. I mean, I knew it was about digital stuff and higher pay. You know, I also don't think that anybody sympathizes with these writers. They make a gazillion dollars. And they also said they wanted better working conditions. I can't tell you how wonderful those working conditions are.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, really? I mean, those guys pretty much have everything they need.
Everything you need, and if you don't have it, you just say you do, and they'll get it. Oh, that was my chicken timer that just went off. I'm cooking at the same time. I'm multitasking, as we women do.
There you go.
No, if you need something, you ask for it. If you don't like something, you tell them to get rid of it and bring you in something that you like. Listen, I was involved in that big strike years ago, and I didn't walk the line. I didn't really participate in it, and I got in a lot of trouble behind that. But I couldn't see the point of putting so many people out of work for more of what we thought we deserved. And they always look at, even my daughter said this to me yesterday, when you look and see what the CEOs and all that make, well, be a CEO if you want to make, this job
mega
as a writer. Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
They do, but also it's like producers, executive producers put up a lot of money. They take a lot of risk. I don't want to do that. I just want to stay in a room and write something. If I wanted to take that risk, I would do that and be a CEO. Now, if they can get an AI, which is what my pastor talked about, this whole AI writer strike thing. So I looked it up this morning, and in fact, this is true. They are going to bring those guys in. And if they can do that cheaper, and not have the headaches that they have with the writers, I can't see why they wouldn't do it, because it's about money. If they can save money, why wouldn't they do it? And I don't know if you've seen some of the artwork. I mean, I'm scared to death of these AIs, trust me. But if you have seen the artwork and heard the music that these things do in split seconds, it is amazing. You can watch their artwork it's just never ending how amazing it is. What's even scarier, though,
but they take your creativity out of it. You know, they were, you know, I'm a helicopter pilot from way back when, and they were showing how a helicopter was being flown by AI. And I was, you know, got me thinking, I'm going, look, you cannot, AI or 27,000 computers cannot have that human part of that that reacts by looking around and seeing the situation and seeing what's going on. Look at these automatic driving cars. They can't react to everything that fast.
Not yet.
Can only move. Yeah, stop blowing my bubble over here.
I'm sorry, but they're learning. They're learning more human traits. It's happening as we speak. So, yeah, they're taking the humanness out of us, you know, with the arts, for example. And I heard these artists crying today about how their jobs, I mean, not like they made a lot of money. Anyhow, it's funny, in Hollywood, there's already, you know, black people saying, there are no jobs for us. Well, you just wait till I guess if they get a black AI, you'll be happy. But there weren't any jobs for us in Hollywood. You know, anyhow.
Yep.
But if they can get these things to do it cheaper, better.
Driving it home for you, in the writer's strike world, look, if you had AI at the time of All in the Family, would it have been as funny? If you had AI in the days of the Bill Cosby show, because that's what they're talking about.
Not in those days, because AI couldn't do what it can do and what it's getting ready to be able to do. You should listen to some of these AIs.
Oh,
they're saying
I have.
They're going to take what we know and take it to the next level. So, and what they're doing with the arts, they have taken it to the next level. It is pretty spooky. There will be no, you know, when we were told we will own nothing and be happy, that's right around the corner, because these things are going to take our jobs, and it's not just the ones that are going to be flipping burgers. But when you look at what they're doing with the arts, if they can learn to write screenplays and television shows and edit them and reason and problem solve, because that's really all television writing is, you know, writing scripts is problem solving creatively.
After the show, go to your computer, sign up for, they have a free version of AI, okay? And sign up and ask it point blank. Say, look, I need you to write me a 10-minute sitcom type of about this story, this and this, and this person, and this is the family, and this is the theme. Watch how fast it pumps one out.
That is so scary. That's But you know what? They've had a version of this forever. There was a script writing program that mostly all writers use called Final Draft. And for years, they have developed an operation where you can just type in your main characters, the situation, and they will help you out with your act breaks and all that stuff. So this has been a long time coming. What's getting ready to come down the pipe? It's, I shudder to think of, you know, I just told my daughter this morning, plan your future accordingly. You know, buy your properties now. Make sure you just get it together because you may not be working in the next 3-4 years.
No, agreed. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, my whole family's of a... My younger daughter's a costumer for television and movies. And it's funny because she has...
You're going to be able to get that kind of look. The perfect example, right? So let's say you tell AI you wanted to design costumes, da-da-da-da-da. You really think that it's going to be able to be as good as your daughter?
Why wouldn't it be?
Because you have the human side of that. You have the side of it that where they go, no, in those days they were thinking this and they were feeling this. And if I was a woman, I would have thought that. No?
No. These things, no. I think these things, it may not be tomorrow, but I think eventually they will know. Well, women in those days wore this, and because they were going through that, they may have had this, and these are the kind of costumes, and they will know where to shop for them. They probably, I don't know if they can get in their car and go pick them up, but...
Maybe they can order them from another AI device that would Uber it over.
They would, right. They'll certainly be able to draw it up, design it, put it on a storyboard. Absolutely.
You're going to make me throw up all over my keyboard.
I know, I'm sorry, but we will be... Listen, women are already... evicted from the planet. You know, there's no use for women right now. There's nothing. We've lost our standing.
All right, we got to go to a break.
Okay.
When we come back, you know what we're going to do? We're going to play a little piece by Ted Cruz, who is calling the Dems out for what they did to Clarence Thomas over the years. I didn't know this, but over the years. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Smith right after the break.
Gotta send you a recipe.
I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Sonia Smith joins me, she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, I've got a special treat for you tonight. So, I found this clip of Ted Cruz. And I almost called him Tom Cruise. Not even
Tom Cruise, right.
Yeah, Ted Cruz. And he is just beating on the Democrats when it comes to Clarence Thomas. You know, the people that are from the black community, the people that are freeing those that are black or Hispanic, that don't have the same opportunities that we have, and yet for some odd reason, they don't, based on their own admission, they don't know what color Clarence Thomas is because they ain't no love there. Take a listen.
Thomas appeared before this committee in one of the most disgraceful performances by the Senate Judiciary Committee in our nation.
Let me warn you people, this is about 2.5 minutes long, but I'm doing it.
Sister. Justice Thomas rightly described the treatment he got from then-Chairman Joe Biden and Senate Democrats as a, quote, high-tech lynching. It is sad to see 30 years later this committee is again engaged in the same despicable tactics. Senate Democrats and their lapdogs in the media are engaged in a twofold political campaign. Number one, to delegitimize the Supreme Court of the United States because they are angry that there are a majority of constitutionalists on the court. But number two, very directly, this is a political campaign designed to smear Justice Clarence Thomas. And the reason is simple. The left despises Clarence Thomas. And they do not despise him because he's a conservative. The left despises Clarence Thomas because he is a conservative African-American. Here's what Clarence Thomas said at that confirmation hearing. He said, if you are a free-thinking African-American, quote, you will be lynched, destroyed, and caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate. Well, in 3 decades, that hasn't changed, and it's gotten worse. And to be clear, here's the left's view. I point to one article just 3 weeks ago. The Democrats need to destroy Clarence Thomas's reputation. They'll never successfully impeach him, but so what? Make him a metaphor for every insidious thing the far right has done to this country. That's what the left is trying to do. And I will tell you, if you look at the next poster board, the left has repeatedly attacked Clarence Thomas with a racism. This is a magazine cover that showed Justice Scalia, every bit as conservative as Clarence Thomas, but he's portrayed as the master, and Clarence Thomas, in a bigoted attack, is portrayed as shining his shoes. I'll show you another one to give you a sense of the racist vitriol from the left. Here's a racist caricature of Clarence Thomas, lawn jockey for the far right. This is the bigoted contempt the left has. I'll show you another magazine cover. Offensively, this is how the left views Clarence Thomas. Now, it's important for people at home to understand this is not about judicial ethics. You can take those down.
You know, this is perfect. And I'm so glad he did this. You know, we're on radio, and a lot of you can't see it, but he did a great job of describing what was up there. And yet, over and over and over again, who are the racists? Who are? Oh, they're us. Right? White, Republican, Christian, white nationalists, and what do they call, black conservatives or Uncle Tom's, Auntie Tom's, something Tom, whatever. All yours, lady.
There's so many interesting things in that clip. First of all, thank goodness he's speaking it aloud. He's speaking the truth about the Democrats. They have been racist from Jump Street. Biden was a part of this high-tech lynching, and he's doing it again. Joe Biden has said so many racist things, and as long as you keep your constituents dumb, they're not going to even know he said it. If you're watching CNN, you don't know that he said these things.
No.
Clarence Thomas might be used to this, but what happens to the average person, the average black person, anybody of color, when they see how this man is treated, they will think twice about having independent thought, about saying, even if they do have it, speaking it out loud. It's a great way to intimidate people. That's their only goal. And they think they're righteous doing this because how dare a black person step outside of the plantation?
Sonia, where's the black community in this? I mean, where's Tim Scott? You know what I'm saying? Where are these people that have the power, that have the clout, that have the microphone, if you would? And, you know, coming from Ted Cruz, all he's going to be doing, he's going to be nailed again as a white supremacist.
And Tim Scott, if someone like him came out and said it, he's just going to be labeled as a house N-word, doing the bidding for the massa, just like those cartoons showed. Remember the cartoons that they created for Condoleezza Rice?
Yep.
She was a parrot sitting on Bush's lap, a mammy parrot. So, yeah, no, they can hit us with both the color thing and the free-thinking thing. And they don't think our thoughts are free. They think we are being held captive by our white masses. And that's why I don't think that they think that those pictures that Ted Cruz brought up, as despicable as they are, I don't think that they see those as despicable. They're just trying to show truth. They're speaking truth to power. They don't see how nobody on our side would come up with something as
you know,
that despicable.
They think you're too dumb to find a way to get a driver's license or ID, right?
That's right.
They think you're too dumb to see through, as you put it, the white masters of the Republican Party. You're too dumb to get, if you're in business, you're too dumb to figure out how to get an attorney. Seriously. And because we say, no, just educate people, they're fine. We're the racists and they're not.
Yeah, that's right. But unfortunately, enough of black people don't get to hear all this. Remember, they had to take it to the street to ask people in a black neighborhood, can you get a cell phone? Is it difficult for you to get an ID? And they were like, where did you get this from? And then when they told them, they were like, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. So the point is, I don't think black community by and large understands how racist it is.
What's being said about them?
Yeah. Yeah. And it drives me nuts when somebody goes and code switches, like a Hillary Clinton will go and speak to black audience. I ain't no waste time. And it's like, and they're, woo! So who's the brainwashed ones here? Personally, I would get insulted if Republican leaders came and spoke to black people like that. I haven't seen that happen, but I've seen it repeatedly with Democrats. And not only that, I saw one the other day, and I wish I could think of his name. It was a young black man, and when he was running for office when he was younger, in his college days, he had a suit and a tie, and he spoke, the King's English, I guess. And then when he got nominated, and now they're trying to bring him up as the next Obama, nah, he's got the cadence. It's like, dude,
Stop it. You're
the same guy. It's ridiculous. But the thing about the left is that they don't know who they are. They don't know what they believe. They don't know why they're just so off-kilter, and they don't know how to get it straight. And they have no God, so what are you going to do?
I still say, you know, everybody says, look how evil they are. I don't know. Look how ignorant they are. I mean, I still haven't decided whether it's total, unadulterated evil, or they really just are so brainwashed. I know you like to watch hearings and stuff, but I'm not so sure you're watching the hearings of the judges and the FCC people and all that. And you got Ted Cruz. And my God, I love that guy from Louisiana, the Kennedy guy. Was John Kennedy?
Oh, I love him. He's funny.
Oh, he's hilarious. And hitting
he's smart
these people
and funny.
Up with basics. And they don't know. They have no clue. And I'm thinking, this is... They're ignorant.
They've never had to know anything. We've usually sat by and... Ooh, they called us racist, so we better do what they say. Ooh, they say we hate the planet. Better do what they say. This is the first time, you know, I'd say Reagan challenged them a little bit. But Trump really challenged them, and he allowed it to be okay. He opened the door for other conservatives to speak up and challenge. And Kennedy, he's not even a Republican, I don't think, is he?
I think he is. Yep.
He is? Okay.
That one is. Yep.
Yeah, he's challenging them on facts, simple facts. If you're going to champion something, you need to know a little bit about it. Simple questions they can't answer. But never had to. They've never had to. We have always gone for the okey-doke, as we would say in my neighborhood. We've always just laid down and, you know.
Oh, God.
Always laid down and taken it.
Yeah, again, I love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. Some of them don't see their own shortcomings at all, but we're going to go for a quick break. You're going to be able to move your soon-to-be chicken cancer story over, and we'll be back in a few minutes, okay? I promise. Joe is your host. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up after the break. Sonia Schmidt will still be with me. You know, my mouth is watering just thinking of that chicken you're making. she'll be with me after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. You got about 5 minutes. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back.